Hey everyone, I'm so excited for today's episode to jump in with board-certified holistic health coach, Jamie Saginaw. Jamie is a board-certified holistic health coach through the AADP, which is the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. She received her training in health coaching at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, the only nutrition school in the world that integrates all the different dietary theories. We're going to talk about some really easy things you can make and talk about our immune systems and how not to beat ourselves up during these times. And I'm really interested in what she has to say because I've certainly been binging and having insecurities and feelings, and then I feel fine, and then I forgive myself, and then I don't really care, and then I care, and then it's my birthday, and I eat cupcakes, and then I eat healthy because I cook like 5 days in a row, and then I'm so overcooking, so I order restaurants 5 days in a row. So that's me over here. Let's jump in and hear what she has to say.
Dying of laughter.
It's not funny.
My mom has stage 4 cancer in her bones and in her breast. My dad's disease was 15 years, he died of ALS. I made a podcast about death, seemed like the thing to do. And if you're sad by all of this, well, you're gonna die too.
Tell us, Jamie, a little bit about who you are and what you're here to talk about today. For anyone that doesn't know you, how do you describe yourself and your business?
Yeah, I'm technically a holistic health coach. And I guess the easiest way to think of that is like a cross between a nutrition consultant or a nutritionist and a life coach. So we're looking at diet and lifestyle sort of put together holistically. And yeah, that's probably the best way to look at it. And I coach people individually. I also coach couples and I do some online classes, but the bulk of my work is one-on-one sessions, kind of like therapy, therapy for food.
Amazing. And right off the bat, I wonder, has these times that we have entered into brought more of a surge of people asking questions? Has it been consistent? I'm sure people are always curious about food, but I'm wondering how the current times has affected what you have done.
You know, it's really interesting because at the beginning, people were wanting to know about immune boosting, you know, just how do I protect myself? How do I boost my immune system? But then I think people have just gone into survival mode. And what I'm hearing and seeing is that the emotional eating aspect is kind of the thing that's happening. And so while people are not at the moment ready to, you know, dive into some coaching about it, they're talking about like, okay, at some point here, this is going to be problematic. And so I have a liver cleanse that I do annually, and I had postponed it. And people started asking me, when are you going to do that? Because I think I might need it at some point soon. So that's the thing I think that will just be some, you know, a community thing, easy, a little cleanse rather than the bulk of the coaching, which I think probably will happen once people get out and they're like, okay, now I'm out. I, you know, ate terribly, or I was having, you know, struggling with my food choices or emotionally eating for 2 months, and now I really need to crack down. So that's kind of the trajectory I've seen so far.
That really makes so much sense. That super resonates with me because, you know, I mean, this is just, you know, the most bizarre time for all of us. And I found I've been eating, you know, things I just haven't eaten in years and trying to be nice to myself about that. But what would you say to someone who has find themselves kind of crashing and binge eating and eating foods from their past? Like, I'm sure you would say, well, they want to take care of their mental health, but then you're a nutritionist. So I'm kind of curious to your perspective on what you would say to someone like that.
Yeah. So, you know, even when I'm actually coaching people outside of the coronavirus, we spend a lot of time with cravings because, you know, cravings are just your body being out of balance. And so if you can approach it with a lot of compassion and kindness, and just understand that your body is trying to correct something that's out of balance. In this case, for most people, it's stress, you know, and in the yin yang look at stress, on one side is the yang, which is the stress, on the other side is yin, which is relaxation. And a lot of foods and alcohol and drugs provide that relaxation. So if you have a compassionate approach, you're saying, okay, it makes sense what my body's doing. It's just looking for yin to balance out. because your body always wants to reach homeostasis. So once you look at it that way and stop beating yourself up, then you can ask yourself, okay, well, what can I do that's yin that is not food or alcohol or drugs, whatever it is, you know, that's sort of coming up for you, and then do that. So whether it's a bath or meditation or, you know, deep breathing. And then the other thing that I like to do with cravings, because sometimes you're just going to do it. You know, sometimes you're like, I'm going for a bag of chips and that's just the way it is and no one can stop me. And if that's what's happening, then I would just say, find the healthiest version of the thing you're craving. Because if you're eating something like potato chips, or if you're eating something with a lot of sugar in it, that is going to crash you and send you down a spiral of bad eating. Whereas if you're having a moment of, I need to eat a bag of chips, and you choose a healthier, lower glycemic version, then the damage that you're doing, so to speak, isn't so much, and it's not going to continue into a downward spiral, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. I mean, I have a lot of compassion for what you do, A, in general, and B, during these times, because it's just so tricky. I feel like if I were you and I was an expert in this, which I'm absolutely not, I would be so adamant and wanting to really, really, you know, help people and just make them do the right thing for their body. And normally I agree, but I have to say, like, in these times, I personally wonder how realistic it is to really, you know, even get the healthier version with the groceries that we have. And I mean, maybe you just have to have a bad day or a bad week right now, and that's okay. And then the next day or week, go back to your habits, you know, the healthier habits that you teach. Like, is that, you know, that,
absolutely,
is that okay
for someone's system? 100%. Honestly, mm-hmm. People are just trying to survive. And that's why I'm saying that I think that for now, people are just not looking for discipline and restriction and coaching. They're going to be looking for that after we get out, you know, but right now it's about survival. And so, you know, those are just a couple of tips if people are looking for support because they don't want to continue going down that road. But I 100% agree. This should be about compassion and just getting through however you best can. And I think the less judgment, the better, you know, the less judgment of ourselves and of each other, the better, for sure. And so in general, my coaching is very nurturing, I would say. And during this time, that is for sure what's happening.
Well, thank you for saying that. Yeah. You know, when we met, I could tell you're definitely a nurturing person. And, you know, it's tricky because I'm sure, you know, maybe you could get compared to other people in this space. You know, wellness and nutrition can sometimes have stereotypes around needing to have a certain amount of money or people needing to look or act a certain way. But upon speaking with you, you know, you clearly just have an aspect of genuineness and wanting to help. And, you know, you're not like forcing people to do a certain thing. Not that others are trying to force people to do a certain thing, but do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Oh, totally. Yeah. And thank you for saying that. And also, it's, you know, the nutrition school I went to, which I really appreciate the philosophy. It was the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, because they were all about bioindividuality. Basically, there's no one right diet, period, for everybody. And so it really is about the individual. And that helped me to, you know, I think when you go into this field, you have an idea in your head of what is the right diet. Mm-hmm. And through the school, and they just brought in people who were, you know, had directly opposing theories, and they were both getting equal platforms, or they were all getting equal platforms. And you just start to realize that there are a million different ways to be healthy. And using each person's body and their uniqueness in, you know, not just their body, but their personality and their lifestyle and their metabolism and all of those things will dictate, you know, what will be best for them to be doing. And so I kind of use, you know, your body as the expert, and we're going to work with you and your preferences and your lifestyle as kind of the basis of what would be quote unquote right for the direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. I really do believe that too, that different people's bodies physically and just depending on their genes and their genetic makeup and, you know, even their mentality and their thought process all relates to what diet or types of foods are going to resonate. So it's cool that you have
Absolutely.
And willingness to work with different people on their different
needs.
So I'm sure something that everyone is wondering, and you've probably been asked tons of times, what is the best or a, I don't know if there's a best, what is a vitamin or mineral or something that people can take over the counter that would be pretty easily accessible right now? Is there something that you would recommend?
Yeah. Do you mean for general immune boosting?
Yes. Yes. That was unclear. For general immune boosting, or even I think I was thinking how people are so, you know, inside, I hear vitamin D is good. Are there certain kinds of vitamin D that have to be binded with K or cherry or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, this is a great question. So, you know, vitamin D is hugely important, and especially if you're inside. The reason is because it greatly affects your immune system, and it also affects your body's ability to absorb basically all other vitamins and minerals and nutrients. So if you are deficient in vitamin D, and if you've taken a test, then you would know that. But if you haven't taken a test, then, you know, the main way you get vitamin D is sunlight hitting your skin. It's actually a hormone that your body makes. And so if you're not getting that sunlight, then yes, you would want to supplement. If you're not a vegan, then I would suggest vitamin D3, which is more, it's the most similar type to what your body creates. And so it's the most easily absorbed and usable. I guess, it, you know, and again, it depends on if you're deficient. If you're just doing maintenance, but during a time where you're looking to boost your immune system, I would say 2,000 IUs, IUs is international units, 2,000 IUs of vitamin D3 daily would sort of be the minimum. I mean, in a, you know, it used to be that the FDA, I think they were saying 400 IUs was, but that was just to prevent rickets. And that was not really for optimal health. Then it got bumped up to 1,000. But if you're looking for, you know, more optimal levels for immunity, then 2,000 plus. And if you're actually deficient, then 5,000, 10,000. I mean, if you were at a doctor and they, and you were grossly deficient, they would give you a shot of like 15,000, you know, and then you'd have to take it numerous times because vitamin D is cumulative. So, so it's not something that if you take it today, tomorrow, you're going to be, you know, all caught up. This is something you'd have to take over the course of a couple of months to kind of build up your D levels again.
Okay. That's fantastic. So D3, you know, that's pretty easily accessible over, you know, to Instacart or grocery store. That said, you know, a lot of people, you know, don't necessarily have access to going in or going at all, or in some parts of the world, not going very often. So it is tricky, but I do think that is something that, you know, in general, it's not like an obscure herb or something. So I think hopefully people can access that. And you would just say, go for the D3. And for right now, maybe don't worry so much about what else is in there and what it binds to. Any D3 is better than none, essentially.
Yeah. And honestly, the other things that are helpful for, well, I mean, it's more basically if you're using sunlight to get D, which is also, if you have access to sunlight, great. It needs to be direct on your skin, not through a window, not through sunscreen. And you really only need, you know, about 15 minutes at a time to get it. But then that's when you would really want the sort of vitamin K, magnesium, calcium, all of those other things you were talking about for the creation of the vitamin D in your body. But when you're taking it as a supplement, you know, having some fat, so you know, sometimes taking it with, you know, like a fish oil is nice. But otherwise, I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Could you do a spoonful of coconut oil if you have that at home, but not fish oil, or is fish oil specifically? Okay, great.
Something
I'm really trying to make this all about, like, what people would have. So yeah, if anyone has coconut, what about even olive oil? That could work.
Maybe. I mean, I would say, and by the way, for the coconut oil, really specific, it has to be unrefined in order for it to be healthy. Unrefined virgin coconut oil, not the refined version. And so, yeah, a little bit of that would be helpful. I mean, you know, and it also is, it's just if you're eating, I try to take my vitamin D sometime around a meal that has some fat in it, to be honest. So it's like, you don't even have to take it with straight oil, but if you had a meal that maybe you used olive oil to cook in and you top it with avocado, you know, that kind of thing. And then you took vitamin D somewhere within an hour of that, that should be fine.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I don't want to go too far down my own road, but it is just coming to mind that when I had a blood test a few months ago, just to check how things were going, I was deficient in D, and I, you know, and I walk outside every day, and I'm in LA, just like you're in LA. And they said, well, do you wear sunscreen every day? And I said, yes. And they said,
yeah.
I mean, is that enough to be deficient just from wearing sunscreen, or maybe that's a dietary issue?
Well, both. It's both. But if you are wearing sunscreen, you know, head to toe, and there's no way that you can get that direct sunlight on your skin, then your body cannot create the vitamin D hormone. So any part of your body can be exposed. So I always wear sunscreen on my face, but you could just have your hand out, you know, your hands without sunscreen for 15 minutes, and then you could cover up after that. So that's one thing. But then also, like I mentioned, the calcium, magnesium, and K, and all those things, which essentially are all available in green vegetables. So if you are not eating enough green vegetables, then that could also cause your body to not be able to properly make the vitamin D if it's not getting those nutrients.
Cool. I don't know why I said cool, but it's, yeah, just so interesting. So that's awesome. And then selfishly, I really want there to be like some really easy, cool drink I can like make in my kitchen that's going to be really good for me every day. Like, that's my dream, something that's just so easy. You could totally say that's not a thing, but if there was an easy drink people could make to feel better during these times, is there something that comes to mind?
Well, I mean, okay, so there's like a drink that would be yummy and delicious and awesome, but then there's also a quick and easy thing you could do in the morning that doesn't taste great, but is helpful. And the second one would be apple cider vinegar, like a spoonful of Bragg's apple cider vinegar, just in a glass of water. Mm-hmm. And so that is, you know, in fact, I put out a sort of, you know, 5 easy immune boosting tips right now. I did it about a month ago, and apple cider vinegar is one of the 5. Because it's antibacterial, it's antifungal, it's detoxifying, it's alkalizing, and it also helps your gut. It promotes the good bacteria, and it kind of helps kill off the bad bacteria. And your immune system, 80% of it lies in your gut. So you really want to make sure your gut is in good shape, you know, during a time like this. And so apple cider vinegar would be a great thing to drink. Not straight, definitely diluted in water, just a big spoonful. But I do that every morning, and it's so quick and easy, and that would definitely help you out. If you wanted to like get crazy, you could put, you know, ginger in hot tea. Okay. You could slice up some ginger root and, you know, put that in hot tea. You could squeeze in lemon. You could, you know, put some drops of echinacea in there. If you feel like you directly came into contact with someone who has the coronavirus, you could have some oregano oil that you sort of put on your tongue and then drink the tea. You could do cayenne in there as well. So that's kind of like a remedy, a sort of flu flush remedy that I use, is the lemon juice, cayenne, and the ginger and the hot tea. And then you can do anything that would sweeten it just a little bit. I like to do things that are low glycemic and wouldn't negatively affect your gut. So something like a little stevia or a little coconut nectar, just to cut the cayenne. But that's a really good remedy if you're looking for like a hot mug of, you know, yummy and goodness.
Oh, yum. I just love hearing people talk about food and drinks, and I'm just listening and just being like, yes, let's do it all. But yes, that's a great reminder about the apple cider vinegar, just again, because I think it's like, yeah, people just, it's crazy, it's limited options, and people might have that at home, or if not, I feel like that's something that wouldn't be totally sold out. You know how like flour right now is just, you know, I can't find it anywhere, but apple cider vinegar, I fingers crossed, let me know, anyone who's trying to find it, I feel like it would be in stock. So that's helpful.
I see it every time I've been to the store. I see it. It's been in stock.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Yay. That is exciting. I mean, I like that you said about the oregano oil, if someone had been in contact, because I'm sure someone listening perhaps has been in contact or thinks they had, or, you know, went to the store. So oregano oil, that might be something that people could get maybe online or Amazon or like an online grocery store if their grocery store doesn't have it. Have you ever got it online before?
I'm trying to remember. I think that the last time I bought it, I got it in the a Whole Foods store in LA. So, but I'm sure it's widely available online. Actually, in the blog post that I put up about the immune boosting items, I talk about oregano oil and sort of what kind, and that is something that you want to have in oil and some other carrier oil. And I also recommend a pill form. It can be a little harsh on your body. And so that's why you want it in a carrier oil. And also I prefer personally a pill, but yeah, it should be available online. And just, I would just not take too much of it and take the lowest dose. Only take it for, you know, the time that you think that you are fighting an infection, because again, it can be a little harsh on your body.
Okay, good to know. I'm on Amazon right now, and there's a ton on Amazon, so that's
great.
Helpful. Yeah, harsh on your body. Should people be scared? Like, what does that mean? Like, it really flushes things out, or like, what do you mean by that?
You know, so for me, if I take it one day, I feel nothing negative. But then by the second and third day, I feel like it does upset my stomach a little bit. I can just feel it. I can feel its impact on my gut. And so that's all I would say. I would just say, don't take it as like a daily supplement for months.
Cool. Well, I appreciate your honesty about that too, instead of just being like, everything's amazing. Everything is perfect. No one has any issues. So that's really good to know. I know I'm talking really fast, by the way. And I also want to be cognizant. I did say keeping it to 20, we are at 23. Are you okay to go a few minutes longer?
Oh yeah. Yeah. However long you need.
Okay, cool. I mean, yeah, I'm just trying out these shorter formats in these times, but it's like hard because I feel like I could talk to you for 70 years.
70 years, for sure.
So one thing I also wanted to cover, which I think is helpful, because something that, you know, I'm all about what people can control right now, people can have a little bit more control about. It's going to be hard right now. I've definitely not been keeping to this, but portions and also times of day, because that's something that no matter what you have, even if you have really sort of unhealthy stuff in the house and that's what you have to eat, you can at least control times of day and portions. Is there a nugget of wisdom you have around either of those things?
Yeah, well, so in regards to the portion, I mean, one thing we all have to remember is that because we're not out there just doing our normal life, which could be walking to your car, walking up steps, that kind of thing, all functional exercise has basically been eliminated. So the only exercise we're getting is when we purposefully do a yoga class, a virtual yoga class or something like that. So our functional exercise has been drastically decreased, and therefore our need for the amount of calories per day is just lower. And so I think looking at portion and just being aware of portion sizes right now is a very smart thing to do, because we need less calories to get through the day. And so I think again, I always like to look at it as your body's needs, and not in a restrictive way. So rather than counting calories or that kind of thing, just acknowledge that your body needs less calories right now, just as simple as that. And, also, you know, it is helpful to eat things, and I'm sure you've heard this, but in smaller bowls or smaller plates, to, you know, if you're eating, for instance, out of a bag of something, you are going to automatically eat more than you would if you put a smaller amount in a bowl. So, you know, that is something for people to be aware of. There's like this dysmorphia happening of portion when we eat out of larger sizes. So just be mindful of what your body actually needs. Eat in smaller containers and plates, and in terms of time of day, you know, if you can give yourself a few hours before you go to bed for your body to fully digest, that it would be the ideal thing to do, because when you sleep is when your body does its healing, it's rejuvenating, it's cellular repair. And if it's busy digesting food, it will not be able to do, you know, that important resting and healing work. And it also can disrupt your sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for these reminders. They're so helpful, especially at a time like this. Like, even if someone listening does know some of this stuff, it's just so, so helpful to have these reminders. Wait, I have to pause and ask you, can you hear the whooping and hollering in the background that is happening?
No, is that for all the workers, for all the healthcare workers?
Yes, it happens every night at 8 and it's so loud. And I was like, I wonder if she's hearing this. But I guess
no, I can't even hear it. Is that because are you in San Francisco?
No, I'm not. I'm in LA. I hear some parts of LA are doing it and some aren't. Can you hear it where you
okay.
are outside your window?
No, definitely not. In fact, I didn't even think LA was doing it because I can't, you know, I live in Chinatown, sort of in like the neighborhoody part of Chinatown. And yeah, it's like silent.
Yeah, it's interesting because so far any of my friends in LA that I've asked has said no, it's not happening there. But my street is like crazy loud, and I don't live on like, you know, Melrose or something. I wonder why.
Right.
But yay! So that's happening. Taking a moment.
That's awesome.
The workers. Yay! Yay for the workers.
Yay! I wish it was happening on my street.
It's not too late to start it. Just you.
That's true. I could just do it myself.
Okay. Well, I might have interrupted you. What were you just in the middle of saying? I might have interrupted you.
I feel like we were done with it. Yeah. I mean, I don't think you interrupted me. The portions and the sleep and all that.
I didn't interrupt someone. Go me. I'm really, really improving. So I wanted to talk about one of your recipes, but before we get to that, we'll save it for a little end exciting moment. I'm curious, is there anything else that's been recurring in your coachings or offerings that you might want to share with others? Anything else that's coming to mind that might be helpful to those out there in these parts who are hungry and sad and there's just so much going on?
I know. I mean, basically, it's just people are beating themselves up a lot about so many things, including health. I had, you know, someone email me to schedule their next session and they were like, I've been terrible. I've been awful. I mean, she had the coronavirus. She has a baby. She has two kids also, in addition to the baby, and they had the coronavirus. And I'm like, do not worry. Just survive. Like, that's your only goal right now. So I would say, you know, people are beating themselves up for, you know, health stuff and also productivity, and et cetera, et cetera. And so I would say just be so compassionate to yourself and others. That's the main thing I feel like that has to happen before anything else, because it's really difficult to try to improve any habits when you feel bad about yourself. And actually that is part, that's something that I talk to clients a lot about, not in a pandemic, you know, that is just happening on a regular basis where people are constantly beating themselves up and then trying to make positive changes from that negative place. And, you know, I think the diet industry in general has taught us to do that and be that, the kind of like weigh in and, you know, the scale and like, did you hit the goal? Did you not? And now you have to, you know, be stricter. Now you have to starve yourself. You have to restrict more calories. That whole punishment mindset, I think, has just been so internalized. And a lot of my clients go through that. So I try to really rearrange that thinking process to complete compassion, because that's when transformation can happen, when you're doing it from, you know, a more positive place.
Yeah, that's helpful. Thank you. It's such a important thing to remind ourselves right now. And I'll just come right out and say it. Like, I have been super mean to myself the past couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the phone with one of my good friends last night, and I was just like, I have to say, like, I just am such a aware of my heart on my sleeve. Like, everyone knows everything I'm thinking. Hence, I mean, yeah, I make a podcast. What do you expect? But I just, yeah, my body does look different. I definitely have gained a few pounds in the past few weeks, and it's just kind of, you know, then you're beating yourself up. And it was, you know, it was my birthday just like 2 days ago, and I ordered a box of cupcakes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. It was, let me tell you, it was the best birthday I've ever had. It was riveting. So much happened. No, I'm kidding. It was like nothing happened. But I did order Georgetown cupcakes, like a fancy LA thing. And then I just ate a bunch and then, you know, had champagne and then just, I'm eating like Pop-Tarts. I mean, stuff I haven't eaten since I was a kid, and I could notice it and I felt bad and I had to call someone just to say, you know what? I've gained some weight and I feel insecure.
Yeah.
And it was kind of empowering to just own it. And she was like, girl, a ton of people have, it's okay. And after this is over, you'll lose it again. And yeah, I was just kind of owning that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And your experience is so common. I mean, that is, I think, what most people are experiencing. And yeah, so just, it will all be fine once we can move again and not be, I mean, with this, there's so much stress and anxiety. Like I said, your body is just trying to keep it together. So, you know, have compassion for the, you know, the sort of comfort cravings that are happening, which are happening for a reason. And like I said, if you do want to try to do something about it, just try to make the thing that you're eating a healthier version. You know, just get a sugar that's a low glycemic sugar instead of a high glycemic sugar when you make the brownies, or, you know, just little changes that that will help. But otherwise, I think, yeah, just compassion, compassion, compassion.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm sorry I didn't ask sooner, but I also wanted to flip it back on to you and ask how you're doing in processing. I think it's really empowering as well. You know, I coach people on social media, you know, that's a whole other story. But so I have a lot of clients right now, like, how do I have a online presence right now? You know, that whole anxiety thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's very empowering as well as, you know, has its own difficulties when you're in a position of authority helping so many others. So how has that experience been like for you as someone that's helping others right now? And what does your own kind of self-care look like? And yeah, I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah. Well, first of all, in terms of the food thing, I mean, I am eating, you know, the food that I eat on a normal basis is generally healthy. However, I am a complete chocolate addict. I mean, like a complete chocolate addict. And I used to be a sugar addict. And luckily, at some point, I mean, not luckily, I guess, because I turned myself hypoglycemic because I was such a sugar addict for so long. And so now I eat, you know, better types of sugar. So that's good. But that doesn't mean that I'm not eating chocolate every single day. So, and there have been some days where, some days I'm like, Janie, but maybe today you could just get through this one day without a chocolate bar. And at the end of the day, I'm like, nope, not today, not today, maybe tomorrow. So I would just say, yeah, like I'm absolutely going through that too. And so that's like that part of it. But like I said, the chocolate that I'm eating is lower glycemic. It's sweetened with coconut palm sugar. Luckily I can go to, you know, a health food store nearby and they have those options. In terms of other self-care, I am just like soaking up everything Deepak Chopra. Mm. I'm doing his 21 days of abundance meditation. And I've done it literally, I think, I'm on my fourth round of it. It's a 21-day thing. I started it in the very beginning of January. And then after the 21 days, I'm like, wow, this feels so good. I'm just going to do it again. And then I did it again. And then the coronavirus hit. And I'm like, I'm just going to keep doing it because there is something so comforting about thinking in a much bigger perspective, in a much bigger and more positive perspective, rather than getting involved in the nitty gritty details of today and what feels like is no options or all negative options. And just to have someone whispering in your ear that that there's, you know, abundance in the universe has just been helpful for me. So that's a lot of self-care that I'm doing in addition to online yoga classes. And I light a candle for most of the day. I feel like that calms me down. So yeah, so there's a few things that I'm doing.
Great. Well, good for you. I think, yeah, I love Deepak's meditations and that's such a good reminder. And that's something that, if I'm correct, it's free, right? Those meditations, the 21-day challenges.
Yeah, the 21-day challenges are free. And then I think that once they release them, if you didn't do it while it was free, you can then purchase it later. Mm. I know, but I think they're in the middle of another 21-day one that's free about hope in a time of crisis or something like that. So that one is going on right now. It's with Deepak and Oprah.
Awesome. This has all been so helpful. I love all of this. And then you sent some recipes that was so, so helpful. I'm trying to think the best way. Well, I would love to talk about one of them. And then the other ones, if there's a way. Yeah, I'd love to link your blog. We'll plug you at the end with your socials too. But let's talk about the Easy Mexican Bowl was something that I did and really loved. Do you want to explain your Easy Mexican Bowl and how did you, I'm going to say this again. See, I can edit my own stuff. I love the Easy Mexican Bowl. It was delicious. Can you tell us a little bit about what goes into that?
Yeah. So this came about because, I mean, this actually was a long time ago where one night I'm like, I'm just craving Mexican and I'm just craving like this ingredient and that ingredient. And I put them together and it was so easy. So I've been doing it for years. Basically, all you need is a can of beans or, you know, a lot of the stores are doing those boxes of beans, like black beans, so that you don't have to buy a can. So either a can or a box of black beans, get salsa, brown rice, and then whatever vegetables you want. And so the easy, easy way is just to do spinach. And then you just put literally, I dump the black beans in a pot, dump some salsa in, put the spinach in, and then just mix it over medium heat. And that's it. And then you can have it over brown rice, which is how I like to have it. And you can slice some avocado on top if you want. Now you can get more involved. You can like saute vegetables instead of just doing spinach. So if I do that, sometimes I like to do, you know, mushrooms and zucchini and red peppers, and then add the salsa and the beans. And also you can top it with whatever you want. So I'm a huge fan of black olives. So I love to, you know, slice black olives onto it. You know, you could put extra herbs on if you want, like cilantro. So you can make it as easy and simple or more intricate if you want. And it's just a matter of taste. And it's kind of like a do-it-yourself. Well, I mean, it's kind of like going to Chipotle and just like being like, I want a little bit of that. I want a little bit of that. And you just put the food together, you know.
I love it. It was so good and so helpful. And it sounds so good right now. And it is just sounding delicious as I sit here. And of course, have not eaten dinner yet, which is, you know, the journey I'm on in Corona times. But yeah, no, I love it. Yeah. And of course, if someone has more time or more vegetables, they can get creative. And I love that just like in case people have very, very, very limited ingredients right now, which is very much the case for so many people.
Yeah.
You know, getting your hands on a jar of salsa and a can of beans is very realistic. I mean, best case scenario, I think the spinach or a vegetable really makes it, of course, and it's healthier. But even if you really didn't have that, you could do beans and salsa over rice. And that's, you know, three ingredients. Yeah. So that's something that people can do. This was amazing. Jamie, I really, really appreciate you. I feel like this is going to just be so helpful to so many people. Where can people find you online and on Instagram, and how can they work with you if they would like to learn more about what you do?
Yeah, my website is Healthy Jamie, and Jamie is spelled J-A-I-M-E, so healthyjamie.com. My Instagram, I have to look at it because I don't remember what it is, which is super sad.
You're the best person ever.
Well, this is why I told you that I want your help with social media, because I'm really terrible at it.
I'm going to look it up right now, okay? We can totally do this. This is hilarious.
Good. You'll probably get to it before me, because that is how not great I am at social media.
Let's spell your last name out as well, so for people know. It's S-A-G-I-N-O-R. Is that correct?
Yes. And so the health coaching Instagram is Jamie_Saginaw_health. So JAIME_SAGINOR_health.
Okay, perfect. You nailed it. And if someone does want to work with you on a coaching basis, is that something that is available that they're able to book online?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. On my website, there's a contact form. So I do a free consultation. So if anyone is just curious or interested or wants to talk to me about the possibility, I do a free 30 to 45 minute phone consult. So that's one option. And the other option is that I do online classes sometimes. And so, like I mentioned, I have an upcoming liver cleanse that's happening in a couple weeks. And it's a pay what you can because of the coronavirus. So if you have $0, if you have $1, if you have the normal price of $47, you know, that is available as well. And that is just 1 week of healthy eating with about 4 days in between of just fruits and vegetables to give your liver a chance to do some detoxing.
That's so amazing. And this will definitely come out before then, so we can say the dates. That is April 23rd through 29th is when that is happening. Is that correct?
Yes.
Great. And how can how can someone sign up for that? Is that through your website as well?
So I have it, yeah, on my website. You can either, if you want to pay something, there's the Venmo or there's the PayPal. And so you could do it through that and that will automatically sign you up. Also, my email is there too. If you want to just email me and, you know, if you feel that you want to do it but don't want to pay anything, that's totally cool too. And you can just email me. And that's all on that same page on my website where it announces the liver cleanse. It's under the header of classes.
You are awesome. I feel so inspired and energized by this conversation. And thank you for making all the tips very easy to understand and, wait for it, digestible. Wow.
Is that a bird chirping?
Wow. I tried to hit this drum sound effect and it didn't even work. And it's so bad. I'm not even going to edit that. I'm just going to let that live in its office.
I don't know. I like the bird chirping.
Okay. Jamie, thank you so much. This was so helpful. I really, really appreciate your advice. And I'm wishing you well during these difficult times. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you, Chelsea.